It is hour number two of First Sports in the Morning on a busy, busy Monday morning. We got a lot to talk about as we head into All-Star Weekend here on Fox AM 1340, 93.9 FM. We'll be off on the Major League Baseball chase for a couple of days. Tonight's going to be the Home Run Derby. Chris Davis leading the way in Major League Baseball. He hit his 37th home run. He and Miguel Cabrera, the only two players right now with 30 home runs and over 90 RBIs going into the break. That's the first time that's ever happened in Major League Baseball. So we're going to get more into that story in the next hour. We're also going to continue to recap the Johnny Manziel story. I also want to talk more about Baron Davis's alleged abduction by aliens that he talked very openly about last weekend as well. But we also want to make time right now for a very special guest, Gordy Gronkowski, joining us next year on the Horace Nissan Fox phone lines. The Gronkowski family, sort of a miracle of athletic nature and nurture. Five brothers, three who play in the NFL, one a member of the Cleveland Browns, another San Diego Charger, and of course, Rob Gronkowski, who most of us are familiar with, a record-breaking tight end with the New England Patriots. The book is called Growing Up Gronk, and one of the co-authors of that book, Gordy Gronkowski, is kind enough to join us this morning. Gordy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Gordy, let's talk about the book a little bit, and obviously it's a great story of determination of this family's rise to fame, and it's not just in the sport of football, it's obviously also in the sport of baseball. Is there a secret to the success here in that family?
Well, bottom line, it's hard work and dedication and passion in that. And the way we went about it and the way I went about it, and then all the brothers, they motivated each other. And that's what the book goes into. Each one of them got their own chapter in that. But it goes into how they motivated and what they did to get each other hyped up and keep each other going in that. And if one slacks, the other four are on that person.
We're talking to Gordy Gronkowski. You, of course, played your college football at Syracuse, and obviously, is it a case of obviously it's an upbringing thing, and obviously that's one of the main focuses of the book is an upbringing thing. But was there something special that you saw in each of these kids from an early age? Is there something that obviously we all see something special in our own children, from the moment they're born. But is there something special that you tried to instill in them, from the time they could comprehend what they were doing in sports and, in your backyard? Is there something you tried to instill differently in each of them?
No, what I did, I laid the path out for them. I saw that they were ahead of everybody, their athletic ability. But basically, what I distilled in them that if you don't work at it, everybody else is going to catch you. And the bottom line, I never pushed them, and you can ask any of my kids. I'm not a wacky dad. I said, hey, if you want to do this, I'll get you there. But you got to want to do it, and don't waste my time. I'm not going to waste your time. My first son didn't want anything to do with it.
Really?
And until he got to be a sophomore in high school. My second son jumped on board because I started training him in eighth grade. He started doing it, and then the older son said, "Hey, look at he's getting stronger, faster, and everything." He goes, "Dad, I want to do something in my life. I want to play pro baseball." I said, "Well, it's a little tough time now to tell me you're a sophomore already in high school and you live in Buffalo, New York." But we put the package together, and he went to University of Jacksonville, and he was a freshman All-American, and, he had 6 years in the pros and that. But the book just goes on just to say, how they went about it, and each one was a little bit different.
We're talking to Gordy Gronkowski, one of the authors of a brand new book called Growing Up Gronk, A Family Story of Raising Champions. Gordy, let's talk about Rob for a couple seconds here. Obviously, a very storied career both on and off the field with the New England Patriots right now. And there's a lot of stories involving New England, a lot of stories about different things that we're not going to get into this morning. But talk about his time with the New England Patriots, because it's been off the field and on the field, a story of great successes and also a little bit of controversy at the same time.
Yeah, the controversy, which goes into the book again. If you notice, almost 95% of the controversy with him off the field is with his brothers. And that's how they are. I mean, I distilled into them, they live life to the fullest and have fun with it every single day, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. So they go out and they have a good time, and they're brothers, and they get together, they wrestle. And, the thing in Vegas when he powerbombed that guy on stage, that was his brother he powerbombed. They've been doing that since they were 3 years old with the wrestling moves and that. So, the bottom line, they're not hurting anybody. Rob just turned 24. He should have been coming out of college last year. And that, he's still a kid. And I just heard your interview before. They're kids still, and they're still having fun.
Right.
And, uh, and that's it. And people just want to jump all over them. But, you know, if they go back when they were that age, I like to see what they were doing.